Hi everyone, welcome to the Kink Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Nolch, and this is not the Kink TV show, it's just a podcast for it, and it's just a casual thing where I talk for an hour. They always go for at least an hour, and they tend to be political, and it's completely unplanned, and don't expect much from it, but I think it might be a little bit interesting to listen to, so give it a go. And I just felt like singing a song, so I got the guitar ready. I'm gonna bust it out now. It's a song by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. It's a bit of a cover version. It's called, I think, 'Cause I Love Her. And, well, let's get into it then. So that's it. That's a song. I'm gonna in post, in editing or whatever, I'm gonna fix it up and add a little bit more to it, instruments to it. Anyway, so yeah, that's what you get when you give me an hour to fill, and I don't know what to say. So the first six podcasts are actually ripper ones. They're really good. That stuff to talk about. They're political. They're really, really interesting. And then it just started to fail away from there because I just didn't have anything else to say. Didn't have anything more to say. And I went a bit into going to news.com and talking about things on the news.com. And that's kind of cheating because I'm not getting challenged to talk about things. I'm just reading out news articles. But I was talking about them. So this is a deal. I'll go to news.com. I'll talk about stuff from it. But I can't just read out the article. I have to really... talk about things, because otherwise it's just cheating. Okay, all right. Beginning of the end of sugar. It's becoming a public enemy up there with fat, salt, and smoking. Now much anticipated report could spell doom for sugar. Oh man, I could talk about it. I could do a podcast on sugar. Jesus. I mean, what? Firstly, nearly everyone in the world is addicted to sugar. It's not very nourishing as a food. It's just a pure thing that we're addicted to. We just can't stop. Chocolate, just everything, Coca-Cola drinks and that. It's actually just full-on addicts. I realized this years ago. I watched this documentary called Fathead, I think. It's pretty cool. Check it out. I think you can watch it on YouTube. And on it, the guy... There's a lot to it. I'm not going to talk all about it because I don't feel like it. But the guy looks into food and what's good food, and he finds out that, like, meats and animal fats are all totally fine. Like, fat's fine if it's, like, from a steak. It's a natural thing, and we grew up for thousands of years eating animal fats and that sort of stuff. And he looked at where everyone's diet went wrong, and it was sugar. It was, like, this foreign thing that got introduced into our diet 200 years ago that, like, we didn't have before that. You know what I mean? Like, while we're in the Middle Ages and cavemen 10,000 years ago, they didn't have, like, sugar. They didn't have Snickers and Mars bars, and they didn't have sugary apples to eat as well. They just had, like, you know, like vegetables and like meat to eat. That was it. So he looks into it, and he looks at the food at Macca's, and everyone goes, "Oh, the fatty meat." Like it's starting to come out now, but like when it was made, like 10 years ago, it was so revolutionary because back then everyone was like, "Don't eat fatty bacon and don't eat fatty burgers and all that's fat, fat, fat." When it's just like, that isn't what's getting people fat. You can eat heaps of fats. This is what his documentary proved. You can eat heaps of fats, but not get fat and actually lose weight. There's nothing wrong with fat. What it is it's the chips that come with it, that come with the meal, because chips are carbohydrates, right? And the carbohydrates are not good. And the sugar in the Coke that comes with the Macca's meals, they're the things that are unhealthy and get people fat. And so it's really interesting documentary in that. And what he does is he eats Macca's like every day for a month, but he actually loses weight. But he just eats like the burgers and stuff. He doesn't drink the large Coca-Cola drink. So, and then I looked at it and I realized how many things had carbohydrates and sugar in them. Like the chips and the, well, it's more, yeah, the sugar thing, but, huh. Yeah, I just looked at it and I was just like, oh my God, everyone's addicted. So many people are addicted to sugar. Like, there's people that I know that will just, like, come home and they'll have a can of Coke or something, and then they'll have some toast. But on top of the toast will be, like, strawberry jam, which is more sugar. And then they'll have a hot chocolate, and then they'll put sugar in that. And they're like, yeah, they'll have a coffee and they'll put sugar in that. And it's just like, sugar is literally like this drug that everyone's addicted to, and it just isn't nutritious. It's just something that literally, if we got rid of it altogether, it would really improve society. And sugar's responsible for people getting fat. It's not eating double burgers and stuff. It's a really good documentary. It's made by a guy who's like a comedian, so he puts in jokes into it. It's pretty funny. And yeah, he just talks about how, oh man, it makes you really go, oh whoa, how corrupt is the world? Like, it talks about how food companies, you get the Heart Foundation tick and you get those food pyramids and stuff, they're just sponsored by big companies that want to sell things, and it's just like, it just is bullshit. Like, there's nothing wrong with eating eggs every day, and it looks into people who have lived to like over 100 years and stuff, and how they can eat bacon and eggs every day and they're fine. And I remember a few years ago I was living with some girls, and they were like, "What are you eating, bacon and eggs for breakfast every day? You're gonna get fat." Like, I see people in hospital who are dying because of all that fatty food they're eating and shit. And it's just like, no, it's not because of the bacon and eggs. Like I said, nah, I disagree. I you can actually lose weight on eating bacon every day. Like, bacon is fine for you. It's natural. It's healthy. Why do you think it tastes so good? Because it's nourishing. You know. I mean, sugar's a bit different because, like, it tricks you. It's like this deceptive drug. It really is like some drug that everyone's addicted to. Like, you go to Macca's and that, and apparently they put sugar in the buns, and it's just like, sugar's really interesting. But it's just, if you look into it, you'll find, oh, like, you'll go to a Gatorade bottle and have a little bit of sugar in it, because it just makes it taste so much better. Sugar just improves things so much. It's like MSG, like, apparently MSG is really bad for you, right? And it existed like 100 years ago in like Asian cooking, and then the food companies found it and then like increased it and made it really strong and then put in their thingos, and then they just sold all the stuff because like people just love the taste of it. And it's sugars just like that. It's everywhere. Like ice cream's got sugar in it. And anyway, so if you look into things that people like, you just look into the ingredients, you see it's got sugar, and it's just like, oh, it's sugar. Of course it's going to be good. Like someone comes to you, they go, I've invented a new chocolate bar. It's just like, do you think it's going to be successful? It's just like, you know, or do you think it's going to be good? And it's just like, I'm sure it's going to taste good. It's chocolate. It's sugar. You can just put sugar in anything and make anything taste good, but it's just cheating. It's kind of like, making a TV show and then putting a hot girl as a main character and going, do you reckon it's going to get good ratings? And it's just like, it's just being dodgy and putting a hot girl in there clearly because, you know, heaps of guys will just stop and watch it. And it's like, yeah, it can get ratings, but it's really trashy and it's crap. You know what I mean? Like Sex and the City, for example, if they took out the sex scenes and stuff, it would not get as much ratings. It just wouldn't. And it's just like, it's just such a dodgy show, Sex and the City, and that. It's just like really like, same as Friends. Like, I don't mean to bad Friends, the TV show Friends, but it's just like, they clearly chose a freaking hot girl in Jennifer Aniston to play that role just so that they get more ratings. Like, if I had the choice to make a TV show, I would not choose someone that hot that's distracting from the storyline just to get more views. It's just like, it's just a trashy, nasty thing to do. It's just like making, instead of trying to make a good burger at a shop, it's like making a good burger and then just adding in sugar into it and just be like, yeah, people will love it now. And it's just like, yeah, but it's not good for them. And it's just like, you just, instead of working on trying to make the burger actually good, you're just chucking in sugar because you know people will just love it because everyone loves sugar. I mean, that's just dodgy, you know? Anyway, they put, yeah. Anyway, it's just crazy. Everyone's addicted to sugar. And it's really hard to break it. Like, I just had some, like, Cocoa Pops just then, and it's just, they're just amazing. And especially when you add cream to them. Like, cream's all right. Cream's a sort of natural thing, but it just goes so well with Cocoa Pops. It's just something I'd prefer that they just somehow managed to abolish completely. Because you can sit there, like, for a bit, you can just keep on having more of it, you just don't get satisfied enough, and you just end up eating sugar the whole time. And people are like that, like, they'll have 3 teaspoons of sugar in their coffee or something like that. And, like, my older sister, like, I watched her for a little bit and what she ate, and it was just like, like toast with jam on it, which is jam is just pure sugar. And then she'd have like a fizzy drink in the fridge with just sugar in it. It's like those energy drinks. It's like, yeah, give me energy, I'm really clever. And it's like, yeah, they add guarana, but then they just dump sugar in it. It's just like, yeah, of course people are gonna love it, it's got sugar in it. And like cereal as well. They just like, you look at all the cereals and it's just like, if you laid out, I remember this on school camp years ago, there was like cornflakes, Wheaties, cornflakes, Wheat Bix, and Nutri-Grain, right? And then, like, the dude who worked there was like, yeah, everyone loves Nutri-Grain, and I go, why, or something, he goes, because it's got sugar in it. It's like the only one just has sugar in it. And Nutri-Grain, this is how dodgy and corrupt the world is, right? Nutri-Grain's like, yeah, protein, action man food, yeah, they advertise it like that, and it's just not at all what you'd eat if you're a sportsman. It's just got all this sugar in it, all this crappy useless carbohydrates. If you want to be a sportsman and shit, you want to eat pieces of bacon or, like, slices of ham or, like, a steak. Like, that's what you want to have with some good vegetables, you know? It's just ridiculous. And, they'll just advertise it like, Nutri-Grain, muscle man food. And it's just like, that is just false advertising. They should get sued for that. It's criminal. It's the same as Diet Coke. It's not good for you. Or Coke Zero or whatever. They're worse for you. They're worse for you than a normal Coke because they use, like, fake sugar and that's even worse. But yeah, the Nutri-Grain is just terrible, and it's just like, they go, Iron Man food, and then of course it sells because it's just got sugar in, all the kids are like, yeah, fucking hell, they just like, you don't know why you love the taste of it, but it's because it's just got sugar in it, you know? Like, people know stuff like Fruit Loops has sugar in it, but they don't know that things like, you don't know as much things like Nutri-Grain have sugar in them, you know? And also they've got like Lipton iced tea, those drinks, and it's just like, have you ever had iced tea that tastes that good? It's just like, you just look at the Lipton ice. It's in the, you just check out what's in the Lipton iced tea and it's just sugar. And it's just like, they've just made sugar water and they've made these extra little, I don't know, you just like, think, oh, I'm having Lipton iced tea and you're just drinking sugar. That's why you love the taste of it. It's just, you know, it's just, yeah. Anyway, it's, it'd be good if it wasn't, it's just addictive. That's the problem with sugar. That's why I protested and stuff, and it's not good for you. Because just, you can't stop. You want to have it, Lipton iced tea every day, and you want to have a bowl of Cocoa Pops every day and just keep on having them, never stop. And, like, you can just hang out and just eat heaps of them. Whereas if you have something like a steak, you eat it, and then you only need to eat again when you're full. But something like Cocoa Pops or whatever isn't actually nutritious and filling. So, and also because it's addictive, you just keep on wanting to have more and more and more and gorge on it. And then soon ends up being like every hour you'll be going and grabbing like a chocolate bar and then a different lollipop and just wanting to get more and more sugar. And it's just crazy. It's bad for your teeth and it's not good for your energy levels and your body. It throws your body into confusion apparently, and that's how people get fat, because the body just can't handle it. Body's not designed to be able to handle sugar. It's not a natural thing for us. Like, when white people were living in Europe and shit, I can't talk much about people from other parts of the world, but they just didn't have sugar. There was no fruits on the trees that had sugar growing, or just like, it was just like you just had the cow and they just ate the cow. Anyway, that's what this documentary goes into, and it's pretty good. So yeah, if you look around, you notice lots of people are hooked on the hit of sugar, and that's why McDonald's is such a successful thing, because they're very clever. They're like, we'll add sugar into the bread of the buns, and then we'll add sugar into the coffee frappes. Got these coffee frappe things, and it's just like, and they add sugar into the ice cream, and then we'll, the chips are good, but the chips are good for not for a sugar reason, for a different reason. Yeah, anyway. Alright. Rambling, hey? This has really died off. I really thought I'd be, thought I had like at least more, like five more podcasts in me before I run out of stuff to totally talk about. I think when you've got a bee in your bonnet, something to complain about, then you can just rant for an hour. But if you're not that, you had nothing to complain about, then, like, even that food thing, like, I know, like, the food pyramid was wrong, for example. That's what this documentary talks about. Like, it shows, like, vegetables and pasta, and it just, that pyramid and which level is, and it's just, like, that was just wrong. It just had, it had false ideas in it, and it was just corrupted by false scientists, and it's just such bullshit, bullshit scientists. Anyway, so I'm a little bit passionate about this topic, so I can talk about it, because I haven't really talked about how corrupt that is, but yeah, when there's a topic you're passionate about, you can just go on an hour about it, like global warming, you can just go on and talk for that long. But this food thing is just like, yeah, it's just another industry in this world that's corrupt. Again, everything's backward in this world. Like, everything's not what it seems. It's really interesting. Something like, I reckon, like, 10% of all advice is worth, if you get all the advice you've been given in your life, you heard in your life, only 10% of it is actually useful and worth listening to. The rest is just bullshit and wrong, and you wouldn't take it. So, yeah, anyway, so, yeah, what's there to talk about if there's nothing to complain about? But, anyway, I've already said all the things to talk about, but it's just like, yep. Yeah, so the food industry is just another industry that's corrupt and just backwards and retarded, and it's getting fixed up with the internet because more true information is coming out. But these false ideas of like, you can't eat lots of eggs and you can't have lots of salt. Apparently if you just have a lot of salt, you just piss it out, like it's fine. It's like a natural thing. And then they tell you to have like muesli and shit, and that's just fucked for you. It's just like you need natural animal meats and stuff. Literally, the advice that the doctors were fed with and stuff was just wrong. It's just wrong. That's why doctors' average age, they die at 58 years old. That was in the 90s, the average doctor would die at 58 years old, whereas the average person would die at like 73. You know, it's just like, why would you take the doctor's advice if they're all dying at a young age? It's because they're eating shit like muesli and they're avoiding salt when they just don't need to. Anyway. Just watch me, I won't have fucking clogged arteries and shit like that when I'm like 60 and stuff, and then suddenly stop eating eggs because the doctor's like, oh, your cholesterol's too high. Apparently that whole cholesterol thing was just all bullshit. There's nothing wrong with cholesterol. Anyway. So all because behind the scenes, some evil dude is making money from it. And then they just spread false information about things and they make money and people along the lines make money and they trick people and that and they just... Yeah. So... Well, Donald Trump looks like he's going to be the next president of America, which is really, really cool. I think he's a great guy. He's really smart, switched on, knows how to run a successful business and that sort of stuff. He's not one of these evil rich people. Yeah, he's good. He's exactly what America needs. I'm pretty sure America for like the past 25 years has just had continual evil presidents. 25 years straight. And then they had like one good president, one or two, and then they had evil ones before that. And it's just like, yeah, there's two, because like I said in other podcasts, the population of this earth, there's too many evil people within the population. So they just always end up fucking things up. This is how the ratios are. They just always get into power and all these sorts of things. There's just too many of them. Everyone can talk about rules. I don't think rules are a good thing. I think sometimes you need to have rules, but they need to just be not many of them, and they need to be very strict and very obvious and definite what they are when they exist. Just thinking about how kids might go to uni and they get taught rules about, let's say someone's studying film or something. They get taught rules about, you know, this is what you do and this is what you don't do. But you're better off just, when you're teaching them, just saying, you go and make this and you work out what the rules are for yourself. And then you really know. You really know why rules are certain ones. And then, I don't know, just imagine some kids will go to uni. They get taught, you do this, blah, 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 because of this. Then they go, and then they go and they do things, and then just, like, you watch them, and then you're like, hold on, why are you doing that? And it's like, because I've been taught to do that. And it's just like, yeah, but you don't have to do that. You know what I mean? And it's just like, just the best way to learn anything and do anything is to just do it. Trial and error, work on it and improve it. Don't study all up on it and everything, and then... go and make it. You just have to work on it and then make mistakes and learn from those mistakes. That's the best way to do it. Yeah. I don't know. I just reckon if I was at uni, especially teaching something like film, it would just be a tiny small part would be a theory. And I wouldn't even want to teach them much of the theory. I'd kind of want them to work it out themselves. I think that, like, teach them to think for themselves. I think that's what I'm trying to get across. You don't want some robot that's just, like, filled full of information. You want someone who can think for themselves, and then you can put them out into the wild world, and then they can just work everything out themselves. It's like, instead of feeding a person a fish for a day, you feed them for that day, but you teach them how to fish, and they can feed themselves for a lifetime. So that's why I think uni needs to be more practical, needs to... teach people how to think for themselves so that they can just like, actually be smart and work things out themselves. You have to be willing to make mistakes as well. That's part of it. Some people just aren't willing to make mistakes. And so they just never learn. You only learn from making mistakes. So, yeah, so the modern university, I haven't spoken much about modern university, but... it's really outdated. The internet's totally smashed in its ass. It's just totally screwed up modern university because it's just like before the internet, you just didn't have all this stuff, you know? And now it's just like really made, I think the internet's really made university superfluous. It's just like you're just not needed, just outdated. You can just watch all these videos on the internet. You can just learn all these things on the internet. You can even listen to university lectures on the internet and it's just... the internet's just such a good thing. When you really look at it, like some people come up with some things where it just means people sit in front of their screens and stuff, but really, it's just, the internet is just awesome. When you look at what it's doing, it's just, it's, especially for freedom and stuff, it's a really good thing. It's absolutely amazing, the internet. It's just the greatest thing that's ever happened. So the internet's just totally made a university just pointless, and just, you just don't need it. It's just, I'm not a fan of modern university, and I think it needs to really fix up. I think the idea of it could be good and stuff, but it just needs to be fixed up totally, like the way they run their classes and all this sort of stuff. Like, you travel all the way into the city, and then you get to the university building, and then you travel all the way across these big buildings, and you get to the lecture, and then you walk in, you line up, and you walk in, you sit down, you set up your books, and the guy starts talking for a bit, and there's too many people in the room to really ask any questions, but questions are for the tutes or whatever. Anyway, and then the guy just talks and stuff, and then you just, like, take down a few notes, and then before you know it, it's like, oh, lecture's over, and you have to get up and move to another area, and it's just like, why couldn't just this whole day just be this lecture or something? Like, just handle one thing and learn it really well. It's kind of like going to get someone to teach you how to play guitar, and then you sit down and you set up and you start learning a song, and then he just switches it and goes, let's learn this song, and he switches it and goes, let's learn this song, and he switches it and goes, let's learn this song, and you're just like, fucking hell. Like, give me a chance to learn one of these songs, you know? It's just inefficient. You know, most people just go to university for the cool experience of just hanging out with people, and they just want to avoid work going into the workforce, mainly. You know, but the university needs a lot of fixing up. And, because it's outdated as well. Like, it's just old-fashioned and stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure there would exist, like, there's, like, exists, like, technology to have, like, clean energy and stuff, but the courses on energy or whatever, just so outdated that, like, until clean energy is in the mainstream, then they won't, only then they'll have courses on it, if you know what I mean. I'm just using that as an example. Like, they probably are teaching clean energy, but I'm just trying to use that as an example. Like, it's just old-fashioned, it's just old with the times university. Before, by the time they fix up the books and fix up the classes on a new technological advance, it's just outdated. Yes, it's coming up to half an hour, so yeah. I went to university for a month, and then that was it. I was just like, no, I'm not doing this. This is just ridiculous. Like, I think if you're going to study film or whatever, just watch a bunch of all these movies and just observe what they're doing and just watch it heaps, and then just watch other people make movies and go to filmings of TV shows and stuff, and then just try and film things yourself, and that'll be way better than ever going to uni. Like, I don't think there's, yeah. Well, sorry if you ever asked to listen to this, but yeah, it's just part of the deal, an hour. I might cut it down to half an hour, because I'm just like, you try and get me upset. If you get me upset on something, then I just come here and I just go blah, 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 and I just attack it. But it's just, I'm already talking about the things that are just crazy, and it's just, you just know that the world is improving bit by bit. These problems are getting solved. Crazy shit does happen here. So whenever it happens, it's just like, well, you know, it doesn't surprise me. Like, ISIS will behead someone, it's just like, yeah, that's would be expected. That's what's going on in this world. It's crazy. Yep. So, apparently you can leave your body. Like, apparently we're spirits and inside a body, and when you're born, you go into the baby body or whatever. And apparently, as an adult, you can just leave it. And people, I think, sometimes do it when they're sleeping or something, but you just think you're dreaming. But anyway, apparently there's spiritual ways and techniques, and different religions have them, where you can just leave your body, like actually leave it and then just be looking at it in a distance. And I spoke to a film writer, a guy who said that he was listening to some meditation tape. And then he did that, and he just, like, stood up and walked around like he wasn't as a spirit, you know, like as a ghost, he hopped up and walked. That's what ghosts are, they're just people without bodies. So he hopped up and walked around and looked at his body on the bed and was like, what the hell was going on? And was just totally tripping out and was like, whoa, you know, just looking at himself and just going, what the hell? And apparently some people have, when they've been getting surgery or something at a hospital, they'll go out of their body during the surgery for reasons I don't know why, and then they'll be, like, floating in there and they'll be looking at their body and being like, going, what the hell is going on? So, yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah, and I've spoken to some people who have done this where they leave their body, and I think I've spoken to some people who can just do it whenever they feel like it. They can just leave their body whenever they feel like it. And apparently you can just go cruising around the universe. I mean, how crazy is that? Apparently you can just get out of your body if you're good enough spiritually or if you're just lucky. And you can just hop out of your body and just float around the universe and shit. Like, how cool is that? I mean, that's pretty cool. And this seems to be legitimately the truth. I'm not just saying this. This isn't just like made up bullshit. Like, this apparently seems to be the truth. You can just hop out of your body and look at it and stuff and go and visit fucking different parts of the universe. I mean, what the hell? Imagine that. Imagine just lying down and being like, all right, I'm going to go leave my body, and then just shooting off somewhere and your body's just sitting there in your house, and then you're just off somewhere else. How cool would that be? I just couldn't imagine how... I just can't imagine how much I want that, really. I mean, I couldn't think of anything more I'd ever want than to leave my body and be able to fly. I mean, I want to be able to fly now, and that's... I've always wanted to be able to fly, but that's like Superman or whatever, but that's with my body, right? But they'll be even cooler to fly without your body, because then just, like, nothing can stuff up, because you're just a ghost and you're just flying through the air. And you can just go imagine you could go through things, and if you fall... Like, I don't know how it works, but if you fall out of the sky, you can't get hurt or whatever. But just how cool is that? I mean, to think, years ago when I didn't know anything about what's going on in the world, about these cool things like this, I just thought things were so boring and shit. But then you find out about what's really going on, right? How aliens exist and shit, and ghosts exist, and how you can fly and stuff, apparently. And it's just like, suddenly it changes everything to be like, oh man, this is really cool, I want to go and do this, you know? Before it was like, you know, the Vice, the Grand Theft Auto video games where it's like a world and you're in it. Years ago, before I knew about all these things, it was like being in that game, but just like, there's just not much you can do in that game. And so it was really, really, really boring. But now it's like you're in that game and you can just do all this stuff and access all these levels and access all these different abilities and all this cool stuff. And it's just like, wow, no, this game's actually really cool, you know. What's really the crime is the fact that people have hidden all this information. Like, a lot of this stuff is just people just don't know about, and there's reasons for it. But yeah, so it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool what's going on, and... Man, if I could leave my body and that sort of stuff, well, I would love to do it. I just couldn't imagine how different I would be if that happened to me. Like, if I suddenly, I think it's kind of happened to me in a dream, but that's a little bit different because you just, wacky shit happens in dreams all the time. But if it was just like you awake right now and you just suddenly went off and did it, I just don't know how. I couldn't describe how happy I would be or how cool that would be. That would be like the ultimate roller coaster ride ever. There's nothing could be with that. It's like, how could you, you know, I mean, what, you could just go skydiving or whatever. You could just be like, I'm gonna shoot up in the air and then I'm just going to let myself drop and it'll be like I'm skydiving. I mean, how cool would that be? I mean, you just wouldn't, you know, bother going to Fiji for a holiday. You're just like, you can just go on it right there, but it would just change everything. It would just be like, I mean, if I have problems watching bad comedians now or watching musicians perform live or whatever, if I don't find that entertaining, I mean, imagine how bored I would find it if I could just fly around all the time. Like, I would just be like, okay, why would I do this? I can just go and fly. But I think it would, but what it would do is it would make me so happy. I'll just finally be free that whenever I have to do boring everyday things, I'll just be like totally fine with it. I'll be like, oh, good, this is a break from all the flying that I've been doing. Apparently there's some Buddhist people in that, like, go into holes, like, go into holes on the ground or whatever and, like, hibernate, but their body, like, hibernates, so they just go off and fly off out of their body. I mean, what the hell? And this is known about and stuff, and there's, you know, there's people who are really good at meditating who haven't eaten or drinking for 70 years. Nothing. Hasn't eaten or drinking anything. They're totally healthy for 70 years straight. And the guy was talking, and apparently they scanned his brain, and he's, like, 80 years old, and his brain's like that of a 25-year-old, and he's saying, I reckon I'm going to live anywhere between 1,000 to 10,000 years with this body. Like, he can just meditate forever, and there's just nothing wrong with him health-wise and that, because he's so powerful spiritually, he can meditate and stuff. And it's just like, whoa, how cool is that? You know, you think you're, like, a slave that has to work to get money to buy food and stuff, when it's just like, if you get powerful spiritually enough, you can just not have to eat. This is, speaking of the food thing, this is the problem with the food thing. Like, it's just freaking addictive. It's addictive food. It's just really addictive. I think also with people who are kind of lazy or who are procrastinators, you just always move into eating food anyway because it's just the ultimate procrastination. You just can't, you know... Like, if I go to study something, it's just like, you go to study and it's just like, you just instantly just don't want to do it. Or you just, like, you want to have all these breaks and stuff continually. And I always did this technique where I was always against hard work. So what I would do is, if I had something to do, and I still do it now, I would set aside so much time to do it in so that then I could have just billions of breaks and still get it done. Yeah, because there's two ways you can do it, right? You can do things. You can do things really hard and really fast, and then muck around, or, but you really have to focus when in that one time that you're doing it, or you can do it for a really long amount of time, but just do it really casual. And this is what people do in Asia that I noticed in Thailand. I noticed there would be someone, they sort of like have their own chops and that. And someone will be working at their shop, like, pretty much all day, right? But they work in such a casual way that they can handle working every day, all day, like, from 9 a.m. to, like, 11 p.m. at night. They can just manage working these crazy hours every day because it's just they have a nap here and there and they have breaks and it's just so casual. Whereas what we do in the Western world is we work 9 to 5 really hard and then we have our playtime after that. Whereas they'd work it around differently. They just, like, obviously they're a bit like me in that they can't be disciplined enough to work hard during a small amount of period, or they find it too painful, that they just need to have a continuous casual time the whole way through. Yeah, this is interesting. Anyway, I'm not going to news.com or anything, just talking. But, I mean, things just look really, really good for the future and stuff, and really... interesting what's going on and technology increasing and that. Apparently there's all this technology that's for clean energy, but, like, not crappy windmills or some shit like that. Like, I mean, like, full-blown amazing clean energy. Like, as in, you can just, like, make energy out of nothing and just have it floating through the air, and every device just has to pick up on it, receive into it, like a mobile phone, receive the energy, and then they just have energy. And then you never have to have chargers or anything. But then looking at the MacBook Pro now, and it's just got a crappy battery in it because it's just all this information being hid from us from evil people who want to make money off it. You believe that? But apparently, yeah, that's what we have looking for the future. I mean, the technology exists. It's just been hidden from us. But, yeah. Aliens are pretty interesting. Yeah, they're the ones who have the full-on advanced technologies and all this sort of stuff. Apparently, Earth is like a middle of nowhere in the whole universe. And so that's why you only sometimes get UFOs coming down and checking it out and looking at it and stuff like that. Like, we're a real nobody place, you know? I think apparently we're like a nice planet and stuff. Like, good weather and looks nice and that. But, yeah, apparently it's just a real nobody place. Like, there's other places that are way more action-packed and stuff, and we're just, like, we're out in the middle of nowhere, and that's why you only get sometimes UFOs coming down and people seeing it and going, whoa, and talking about it and stuff, and people sometimes getting abducted and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, so Coast to Coast AM has heaps of good information on it, especially all the Art Bell interviews. Check them out. Check out Art Bell Coast to Coast interviews and stuff. Whoa. I mean, he has the most interesting interviews and that, with people and stuff who are people who aren't crazy or anything. People have just been abducted by aliens and stuff, and it's just really happened. That, because you can just tell if someone's crazy. It's different, you know? You can tell when someone's just being genuine. It's just like, why are they lie about these sorts of things? Like, certain people and people who actually investigate this whole issue and that, they're the ones who back up the information that different people say about when they get abducted, and they both have similar information to talk about. And the crop circles thing of just like, you know, like people who think it's bullshit, they'll be like, well, this crop circle was bullshit. And it's just like, yeah, there was one crop circle done by like a prankster, but then there was all these other crop circles that are just ignored, and that were just amazing. They're just, no one could have just made in the night time. They're just really mathematical symbols and perfectly shaped and stuff, and they're just like, what the hell is that? And it's just, it's freaking aliens, really. It's just true. Anyway, okay. Wow, this is just, I almost feel sorry for people who listen to this. Like, they just, like, look at these pauses and stuff. It's hard to not to, unless you've got something interesting to talk about, and this is totally supposed to be unplanned, and I'm supposed to have no effort into it. This is now, it started off with me ranting, the first six podcasts where Andy's ranting, and now it's just Andy's just rambling and trying to fill up time, and, but I quite enjoy it. I just got to sit here and keep on talking. And I guess, like, next week, you're hoping before I do the podcast, something comes up that pisses me off that I can rant about it for an hour. But it's just, like, I'm at that level where it's just, it's really interesting. You talk about something, and it doesn't upset you anymore just by talking about it. It's really interesting. You just get it all off your chest, and you have it down. And if someone wants to talk to you about global warming or something, you go, listen to this podcast I made. And then this is, like, you can't just have a quick conversation with someone for 2 minutes about, like, a huge topic like that. You need to have a whole podcast dedicated to it with all the information in it and stuff. And then it's just like, yeah, have a listen to this and then we'll talk about it. But also, you feel like whenever there's something bad going on, you feel like you have to do something about it. And even if it's just talking on a podcast, not many people will hear, it's at least something, and it's out there. It's like you've done something about it, and then you're okay with it. Whereas, like, if you don't do anything about it, you just get pissed off about it more and stuff. You know, when there's problems, you got to do something about them. If you got, like, an uncomfortable bed, or you got, like, dog shit somewhere or something, whenever there's problems, you got to stop and solve the problem. Otherwise, if you just leave it there, it's just going to build up, and it's going to be more and more problems. And so, yeah, so if you see some sort of corrupt thing, it's going wrong, you got to at least, even if it's a pathetic, doesn't do a lot, you just got to do something about it, and then, you know, after that, you'll be cool about it. So I think the first six podcasts where I did when I was ranting and stuff, the only reason that was beneficial was because I was educating, and I was saying these things I know, and just getting them off my chest, and then so I was at least doing something about it. Like, if they weren't recorded, if they weren't podcasts and I was just talking to myself, I don't think it would have had that same effect in stopping me wanting to talk about it. You know? Like, to know that someone's going to hear it changes it, you know? It's like I'm doing something about the problem. That's why I guess people go to a psychologist or when they talk about their problems and that, because it's just like you could say, you could just talk to a wall about your problems. It's different when someone hears it. It's like you're doing something about it, you're at least trying, and it changes things, you know. I just finished listening to an audio book, and an audio book is a book that's spoken instead of reading it, because I'm not into reading and shit, and I just don't have the time to read and that, because I can listen to it while I'm doing shit. I'm not a reading sort of person, because I'm too much of a get-go, do things sort of person, you know? I'd rather watch a movie if it's gonna, you know, why bother reading it, you know? Reading's just effort and stuff. Movie's a bit easier, you know? So, listen to Mission Earth, which is a big saga, like 10-book thing by L. Ron Hubbard, like a science fiction thing, and L. Ron Hubbard's the creator of Scientology. But before he passed away, he wrote two really good science fiction things. So, like, he was kind of got known a bit as that, because that was, like, the last things he did, but he did lots of other things as well. But this science fiction book was really, really cool and really interesting, because it was a comedy. It was a science fiction comedy. And you know how you see these things like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, these big sagas of all this stuff that happens, but not many of them are comedies, whereas this was like one of those big saga of action and stuff mixed in with comedy. So it was an unusual thing, and it was really good comedy as well. It was really entertaining. And it's 10 books, like, damn, like, that's huge. You know, listen to it all. And it was a bit of a complex storyline and stuff, like, yeah. Yeah, just a lot happened in it, sort of. And a lot of it was, like, an analogy for Earth. Like, in, you know that rich guy Rockefeller? Well, in the story, there's a guy called Rocker Center, and they have the seat in... They have the CIA. We have the CIA, but in the book, it's called like. This thing that's called like the apparatus. It's like the CIA, and it's just like, and there's people like. Basically, there's lots of things that are like to do with Earth, but it's just given different names and stuff. Like in the story, there's something called a squeezer credit card, which sounds like Visa credit card. You know what I mean? There's heaps of things that just, like, you know, but squeezer, because it's squeezing you dry of all your money, like your credit card squeezes you dry. So see how it's funny? The name's funny. There's all these funny names of things. Like, there's a character in the story who's, like, a transsexual guy, and his name's Gay Love. Like, it's just a funny name, you know? And so the story is really good. I really recommend listening to it. It's kind of like 1984... And that other book that's that Aldous Huxley book, Brave New World. It's kind of like them, where there's these science fiction-y sort of wild things that are just, a lot of it is truth. Like, apparently there's a lot of truth in 1984, and there's a lot of truth in this, you know, this fiction story. And, yeah, it's a great story, and... If you're someone like Alex Jones, right, I don't know if you guys know who Alex Jones is, but he's really political, he's really switched on, he just knows everything that's going on in the world and stuff. He's a bit of a conspiracy theorist. But he's someone who would read this science fiction saga and he'd blow his mind. I mean, he talks about, like, 1984 and Brave New World and how true it is, and he's the sort of person where... That he did this for, like, one paragraph of the book, 1984. Like, he would read it out, and then he would elaborate on it and say all the stuff he knows about it and say how it's not fiction and all this sort of stuff. And it's really interesting. Like, he would, like, you know, they'd be talking about doublespeak, and then he would stop. In the book, they'll be talking about doublespeak in 1984, and then Alex Jones could just stop and intercept and say, you know, doublespeak is blah, 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 blah. And he just, like, it's just like, well, this guy knows so much about the world and it's so interesting. And anyway, so if he really needs to read this science fiction book, because he would, so many times his jaw would drop and be like, oh my god, this just isn't fiction, this is just true. Like, it's just being coaxed in fiction, just like the way 1984 and The Brave New World are. Like in the book, for example, it talks about the CIA, like, dealing drugs and making money from it and stuff, and wanting to have drugs illegal so they can make money from it. And it's just like, that's just basically the truth. It's kind of like, imagine if you were like some investigative person and you knew a lot about the world and how crazy and corrupt this world is, and you go, I'm just going to write a whole science fiction book that's just exposes all this corruption, but it's just going to be called fiction, and it's just, and the names of things are going to be twisted so you can't tell, so you can't actually say it, like, it's not like you're actually exposing them. And it's just like, yeah, so that's what it seems like the whole book is doing, and it's just, it's a great book because, my religion is Scientology. And I remember when, first of all, years ago, the idea in Australia of legalizing drugs was just completely insane and just no, like, it was just like, what the hell, legalized drugs, that is so wild. And I remember when I first heard it, Americans talk about it, I was just like, whoa, like 3 years ago, I was like, well, these Americans are wild, like, what the hell, these Americans are so out there wanting to legalize drugs. But then I listened to some of the stuff, you know, and I was just like, hold on, yeah, they make really good points. It's just like, why does the government have the right to tell people what they can or can't do with their body? And then I found out more about how corrupt it is and how corrupt people want drugs illegal, basically. Anyway, so so this movement of making drugs legal started to come out and stuff. And so the people at the local Scientology church, just some of them, were like getting upset and were like, no, drugs are bad, because, you know, part of the religion is you've got to be healthy and there's information about how drugs are bad, which is fair enough, you know. But so they were like, no, don't make them legal, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if you want drugs legal, that doesn't mean that you think the drugs are good. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just, anyway, but, like, yeah, Ron Paul probably first got me onto thinking, like, oh, maybe drugs should be legal, because he just had some really good points about it. Anyway, so then I said, so some people said some things on Facebook over saying, like, you know, drugs should be so bad that the people are thinking you're legalizing drugs. And then I said some things saying the points of, like, why they should legalize them and stuff. And then they just, some of them just could not handle it and were just like, what the hell, no way, this is crazy. And then one guy I had, like, a little argument with and I just said my points of why. And he really needs to listen to the one of the earlier podcasts where I just handle the whole thing of drugs and say all the reasons why. But anyway, so there are plenty. I mean, if you want to know, well, I'm not going to say all the reasons why it should be legalized, but there's a whole podcast earlier where it talks about it. Yeah, it's funny because these Scientologists and that were like, you know, Scientology thinks that, you know, drugs are bad, so they should be legal. It's just like, just because you think drugs are bad doesn't mean they should be illegal, you know, because you have to do what works, and it seems like having drugs illegal doesn't work, and it just encourages criminals into selling drugs. Anyway, there's a lot going on with this whole drug issue. But it's really interesting to listen to this, because a lot of the Scientologists haven't even really listened to much of his fiction stuff, you know, let alone a big, giant 10-saga volume. Like, who's gonna do that, you know? This is why I like the audiobooks, because you listen to them and you actually get through them, but reading them is just like, whoa, you know? So some people might have read some of his, like, yeah, so amongst Scientologists, like, I was in Scientology for, like, 4 years until I even, or 3 years until I come across any of his fiction stuff. And it's just, I was just reading his religious stuff and that sort of stuff, you know? So, anyway, it's really interesting, because now listen to this Mission Earth thing, and in that, in Mission Earth, they find out that it's really corrupt having drugs illegal, because all these criminals end up dealing drugs, and it just creates all this crime. And basically, I tell you the plot of the storyline. I'll quickly tell you the storyline so you can understand. So there's this, like, main character guy. No, sorry, there's this, no, there's not. There's this hero guy. He goes to Earth, right? He's an alien. He goes to Earth. He sees how corrupt Earth is, and he corrects it and stuff and saves Earth, and then he leaves. This is sort of part of the storyline, right? And one of the reasons how he saves Earth is he actually makes drugs legal. So can you believe that? So that was really interesting when I got into arguing with some Scientologists saying, having a go at me for saying it's wrong to have drugs legal, yet their own, even though it's fiction, but so much of this book is true. because it just, it actually, like, even though it's fiction, but so much of his book's true, even though it's their own person who they follow, L. Ron Hubbard, has written this book where he says that drugs should be legal, right? And then this is what when it happens again in the story, because so the guy goes to Earth, saves it, and one of the reasons is he helps pollution as well. He helps pollution, but also, yeah, he makes drugs legal because it just encourages the mafia and all these criminal people to deal drugs and just causes all these problems, right? The alien guy goes back, this guy who saved the day, goes back to his original planet, right? And guess what he does on that planet? Because that planet had started to get corrupted as well. And a part of the solution as well is to legalize drugs on that planet. So it's just like, and you hear Ron Paul talk about legalizing drugs in a movement and looking towards the future, everything is towards legalizing drugs. But it's just funny to get into arguments with Scientologists who hadn't read these fiction things. But now that I know, if I speak to them again, I'll say, hey, have you read In Mission Earth? That I know it's fiction, but in this book, it says that, like, it's a good thing to legalize drugs, you know? But, you know, when I came out at my church, it was like coming out as being gay or some shit, you know? And everyone was like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like, when I came out as saying, I support legalizing drugs, it was like, everyone was like, what the hell? You know, and just like, some people were having a go at me and that. Most people were pretty good. It was just like one or two, but it was just like, it's just so interesting, you know? To find out that, I guess it was good to find out that, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm right about this thing, drugs should be legal. But it's just like, it's just funny that, like, it's just like, man, you guys need to listen to your own, the guy that you like a lot, L. Ron Hubbard, you need to listen to his, some of his fiction stuff, you know? Like, it's really educational, this Mission Earth book. There's a lot to it. Like, it's definitely an eye-opener and stuff. Like, it talks about, like, the mafia and stuff, and the mafia owning casinos, and just all this corrupt stuff that's just so much of it's true. It's more than anything, though, it's funny. That's probably the best thing about it. It's genuinely really funny. But yeah, so if I speak to someone again about the issue, there's not much that I have to say about the whole drug issue. I'd say listen to this podcast I've done where I talked about it, but also listen to Mission Earth. And it's really interesting that that part of the solution was to legalize drugs. And it's just, to me, it's a bit of a no-brainer because I just looked at it. I looked at the information and I was just like, hold on. Yeah, this is right. Firstly, everyone can already get drugs anyway, so it's just like, if you make them legal, they're going to be cheaper. And it's just like, I don't know if that's going to really encourage people to do them that much more. Like, people can already get them. It's just like, and most people don't like drugs, to be honest. Like, I mean, I know movies make them out to be cool and that sort of stuff, but the majority of people don't take drugs and just don't like them. It's serious truth. You can talk to a lot of people, it's just like, anyway, but I just think if they're legal, it's not like suddenly everyone will be like, yeah, let's get... But then, see, it's like cigarettes. They have cigarettes legal. You can smoke cigarettes. And it's just like in the past 30 years, cigarettes smoking rates have gone down by ridiculous numbers because there's just been a whole attack campaign on them. They haven't made it legal or anything, but they've just made a whole attack campaign. So it's just like if you want to get rid of drugs, just do a whole attack campaign at them. Don't have them illegal. But I think the first thing that maybe changed my ideas about the drug thing was when I heard Ron Paul say that we've just got all these people locked up. It's just costing a lot of money having all these police chasing around people for smoking marijuana and stuff. And it's just like, all for what? Everyone can still get drugs. It's just a waste of time. And it's just a waste of money. And so, because I'm a conservative, because I'm like a Tea Party dude, like a libertarian, where I just want really limited government and not government spending all this money and stuff because it's just not needed. I was just like, yeah, the government, and because America's just in a shocking amount of debt, they really need to just pull the pin on making drugs illegal and just stop it because they just can't afford to keep on policing. It's just crazy. And what's going to happen is there's people who do want drugs to be illegal. They really need to do something about their budget and their money situation because what'll happen is they'll end up going completely bankrupt, and then they won't be able to afford police, and then no one will be able to police the drugs being illegal. You know what I mean? So it's just like, in the end, it's just not going to work out. You're going to have to handle your budget problems. Like in Detroit or whatever, Detroit just went completely broke and has no money, and then now they're just like, there practically is no police, and the people just have to look after themselves. So, you know, it looks like eventually whether they actually make drugs illegal, which they've done a lot of them in marijuana and stuff, they have started to make it legal. If they make it legal or if they even don't, it's mathematical. America's going to go completely bankrupt, and the police, they won't afford police anyway. So people are going to be able to just totally get drugs anyway. And looking towards the future, I think it looks really bright. Really, really bright. So, yeah, I recommend checking out Mission Earth and listening to it in audiobook form, because it's just entertaining, because, like, people, instead of, it doesn't just read out the book, it, like, acts out the book, so it's like you're listening to a movie, like, someone will be, it's like, listen to it, it's really entertaining. You can get it from Galaxy Press, just search on the internet. But there are some complex words. This is what's problematic with stories and shit, with books and that. Whenever people use words that you don't know what they mean, you can't follow the storyline. So if someone's talking and they say, blah, 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 catamite, you'd just be like, what the fuck does catamite mean? And you're screwed from there on out, and you can't follow the storyline. So that's why I much prefer movies, because I've all got simple words. But anyway, in this audiobook, but, you know, if they make it into a movie, Jesus, I mean, that's a long time away. But when you're listening to it, if you come across words you don't know what they mean, try and look them up in, like, an easy dictionary. Like, and catamite means, like, catamites are, like, little boys that are used as sex slaves for pedophile men. So if some old creepy man has, like, a little boy as a pedophile, and he's pedophiling that kid's called a catamite. I'll just quickly check it up. The hour's up, by the way. Yeah, it's the name of the boy. You call the little boy, he's just kept for the old creepy man to have sex with, or the adult to have sex with. Anyway, so if you didn't know what a catamite was, I mean, who the hell knows what a catamite is? I mean, what the hell? Anyway, so that's what you come across when you're listening to the story. So you might think the story's shit if you just don't know what these words mean. So I'd recommend listening to it, and then while you're listening to it, this is what I did. I just would stop it if I came across a word like that and then look it up in the dictionary. And also look up, like, the plot to the storyline and everything before you listen to it, so it helps you to understand what's going on. Like, because it's a bit of a hard storyline, so it's just like, you know, those science fiction ones, you always have to listen to them, like, twice or watch them twice before you get them. So, so read all about the storyline and everything before you listen to it. And also listen to it to it a second time, because I listened to it two times. Once through fully, and then the second time. The first time I was just trying to understand it. Then the second time I could actually enjoy it and laugh along with. It was totally different the second time. It was like, I wasn't trying to understand what the hell was going on in the storyline. I was just laughing at what was happening in it the whole time, because it was really quite a funny story. I wasn't, like, really laughing out loud, but, you know, it's actually a pretty funny story. Like, it would make a really good movies. All right, so it's called Mission Earth, and it's by Orrin Hubbard. Anyway, that's it for me. Podcast is up. Wow, it kind of got better in the second half, didn't it? Yep, okay, I spoke about things, about the diet stuff and how sugar's not good and carbohydrates and stuff, and check out the Fathead. I think it's called Fathead thing on YouTube, the video, the movie about food and that. Yeah, but try to eat meats and stuff, and you'll be pretty healthy on that sort of stuff. And when I started eating them, that, like, instantly I was stronger, and I did start losing weight, actually. But I tried to really cut out sugar and the other stuff. When you do, you just start losing weight, and it's good. But you're just more solid and just full of muscle. Let's speak about other wacky things and shit. And anyway, that's about it. So, I'm Andy Nolch, the Space Cowboy, signing off. taking freedom for you and me. Ni hao.